Am I right or wrong, do you think, in saying that the public and the general footy fans, well, all of us are footy fans at heart, but are more schooled on what's available this year as opposed to the last few years?
I think footy fans in general are smarter right across the board.
Yeah.
They know their game. They know their clubs. They know their lists. They know, especially around trading and free agency, they're all over it. Although I was...
They always have been with trading and free agency, though, because they're known products.
But I was actually curious as to whether trading and free agency had somehow diluted the importance of the draft in the eyes of some people. Now, that might sound a silly thing to say because you've got someone like Sam Walsh who 5 minutes into his career could have won the Brownlow. But such is the immediate nature of going for an Adam Chera and the sexiness of the trade and the immediate return, if you like, on free agency. I wondered if it had just... The draft is a staple and it remains the case, but I wonder if it's just still viewed with the same thirst and anticipation that it used to be.
This is where I don't like free agency, because you can correct your list without losing draft selections, without losing the ultimate currency in the AFL cycle are top 30 draft picks. If you're just losing finance, then so Zach Williams going to Carlton just strictly for finance is an absolute steal. Tom Lynch going to Richmond without losing a draft pick is it just changes the complexion of your list so quickly. You know, drafts, if you just do it via draft picks alone, without trading, it is very difficult and a time-consuming process to rebuild.
Mm.
One first-round pick every year, one second-round pick.
There's more mechanisms and levers to pull now, isn't there?
We need to find ways, and I think this is one of Brad Scott's biggest challenges, is to find ways to rebuild quicker. And we'll get to talking about Fremantle later on. But I feel like Fremantle have been rebuilding since the last 2 to 3 years of Ross Lyon.
They had something to say yesterday, as you say, which we'll get to.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so they've done 3 years under Ross, two under Justin Longmuir, and now they're talking about a 5-year plan to win a flag. So you're talking 8 or 9 years, 10 years. It's a long time. It's just too long. So I think that's one of the great challenges we've got. And draft night's probably the only way. Those first-round selections, the only way you get your absolute top-line stars.